The man behind the very comprehensive travel website, JohnnyJet.com. Here's Johnny. Johnny, I don't know where to start with you this morning. So much to talk about, starting with the fact that, and I know you go to Canada a lot, Toronto has been named the world's worst airport for delays. Have you found that to be true?
You know, I saw that, and they're actually ranked number four for cancellations.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, you watch the news in Toronto, and that's all they're talking about. But I flew out of there a couple times in the last few months, and I didn't have any problems. In fact, I actually wrote a post on how to prevent it. But one of the big tips is to fly midweek, and this is for anywhere. But for Canada, you really want to get Nexus, which is their version of Global Entry, and it actually includes Global Entry, and it's only $50 for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So
I wonder if they have a sign now at the Toronto airport, the world's worst for delays.
After, I don't think so.
After Toronto, the next two worst big airports in the world in terms of delays for June and July were Montreal and Germany's Frankfurt Airport. But we are still encountering delays, cancellations, lost bags, and long hold times all the time everywhere. Is it getting any better?
You know what? It's getting a little bit better, maybe. Depends on where you are. This morning, I just tweeted a video from Sydney, Australia. The line was out the door. I'm talking like a mile long.
Oh, wow.
for their check-in. So It's not just a USA problem. Actually, the US is doing better than most countries, which is surprising when you watch the news. So Europe is really getting hammered, especially like the airport you just mentioned, and as well as Amsterdam and Dublin and all the, you know, Gatwick and Heathrow.
Can't they catch up? Is the big problem still everyone's short-staffed? And by now you'd think they were ramped up a little bit.
You know, I watched an interview with the ex-CEO of British Airways, who's now the head of the IATA, and he's saying the problem is that the pandemic has got all these workers used to working from home and having these flexible hours, and, you know, but you need to have people at the airport. You know, he says pilots have to fly planes, and he says baggage loaders have to load the bags. You can't do it from home, and they can't find good workers who want to do it because everyone is now used to this new lifestyle.
Yeah, and true that the disruptions have been more severe in Europe, but you know, back to that Toronto airport, I read that so many passengers were stranded by delays and missed connections on Father's Day weekend that airport kept its departure gates open overnight so that hundreds of displaced travelers could have a place to sleep. It's unbelievable, yes. These stories.
Yeah, but in most airports, by the way, you want to fly out early in the morning to avoid any cancellations. But for Toronto, if you're going to the U.S., you don't, because the line is really long for immigration. Unless you have Nexus and Global Entry, then you can go anytime.
Mm-hmm. So with all of these delays and cancellations, a lot of people are wondering about travel insurance. What's your recommendation there?
Well, full disclosure, I'm a brand ambassador for Allianz Travel Insurance, but even before I started working with them, which was like 8 years ago, I've always recommended it just because it's a peace of mind. But no matter which travel insurance company you go with, you need to read the fine print because there's all kinds of exclusions, and you want to make sure you get the right plan. You know, before the pandemic, it didn't cover pandemics, but now it does cover COVID, most of their plans. So you need to read it and find out. And, you know, some of them don't, I don't think any of them include like scuba diving or skydiving. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind when you do your adventure sports.
Yeah. Okay. I'll keep that in mind from all my adventures. What's the name of that company again that you work with?
Allianz is the biggest insurance company in the world. Allianz.
Allianz. All right. I am reading the free Johnny Jet newsletter, as I do every day. It's on JohnnyJet.com, J-O-H-N-N-Y, JohnnyJet.com. And there's a report here that American Airlines Group notified flight crews that it has canceled 1,175 flights this summer. And I'm wondering, John, is this going to be going on for, one report had mentioned that, let's see, things weren't going to get back to some degree of normalcy until maybe next summer. Is that what's going to happen here?
Well, according to the United CEO, Scott Kirby, he said 2025 for pilots.
Wow.
it could take that long, he said. But, we're hoping definitely by September it should be a lot better when the kids get back to school. But it all depends. It's going to take a while. Lufthansa, the German airline, said it's going to be at least till 2023. So, these airlines are starting to get smart now. JetBlue and Spirit had these problems over spring break. They reduced their flights. And now American, United, and Delta have been doing that over the summer. And American just announced those more cuts, over 1,100 this past week.
So for a while, we're going to be dealing with these problems and trying to get in touch with the airlines. It's really hard. You're on hold for a long time. I don't know if that's getting any better, but I think social media is the way to go. And I know you have some tips in that department, Johnny. What are they?
Definitely. So I have always, American Airlines has always done a great job on social. You can send them a direct message or send them a tweet and say, hey, can you follow me so I can send you a direct message? You never put your confirmation code and your name in a tweet because anyone can see it, but you can do it in a direct message. You don't want to just slam an airline or whatever right away. I know it's so frustrating not to be able to get through to them. So you can just take that approach. Or another way to get through is call an international call center, especially the bigger airlines like American, United, and Delta. They have them all around the world. So go to their website, look up the numbers. Unless you speak another language, you really want one in Australia or England or even Canada, and you can try that approach, and that usually helps. Delta Airlines even has a number for only for people who are flying within the next 24 hours, but I think that secret might be out. I'll put it in my newsletter today, all these show notes, so you don't have to write it down.
Great.
Because I have posts on all this stuff. But there are all kinds of tricks like that. And, I read another one about trying to use LinkedIn, which I've actually never used LinkedIn for that reason.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people think if they post on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, wherever, an angry complaint and slam the airlines, that's going to result in some action. But that's not the way to go at all, is it?
No, no, they understand your frustrations, but you really want to, it's just like anything in life. You do not want to just be a jerk. If you're a jerk, especially to like gate agents or flight attendants, they're not going to go the extra mile. But if you sweeten them up, mm-hmm. and be kind about it, they'll understand. And mm-hmm. I think that's the way to go. But, if you do contact people via LinkedIn, which was one of those strategies about, finding out who the GM is of a hotel or an executive of an airline or whichever way, and you contact them that way, it's not going to be, happen right away. It's going to take some time, but that's the better longer term strategy, especially if you want like a refund. If you need your flight change right away, I don't think that's the route to go.
And what's going on with lost luggage?
It's a mess. I mean, I just did a segment for the local TV here in LA, and it's about the air. And my number one tip for not having your luggage lost is don't check a bag.
Yeah.
So you never put anything valuable in the bag ever if you're going to check a bag. Always carry your meds, anything of value, because if the airline does lose your bag, they're most likely going to ask you for receipts of anything over $5 or more, because you're never going to get that big payday. Always take pictures of the contents of the bag. Take a picture of the outside of the bag. Don't have a black bag. Germany came out yesterday saying, do not check a black bag, which most people have. That's the number one type of bag. It's called 22BW in the industry. And you don't want a black hard case bag. I use a company called Roam, R-O-A-M, which actually you can design your own luggage. It's not cheap. It's like $500, although they have a sale coming out this week. And a million different color combinations you can do. So I have a really colorful bag, and it doesn't get lost that way.
So the idea is there are too many black bags. That's why they say don't have one.
Exactly. And also make sure you drop an AirTag or a smart tag if you have an Android in there. They're $27 on Amazon, and it tracks your bag, because there's a lot of times Some of the airlines have really good tracking apps like American, United, and Delta. Well, they'll show you when your bag was loaded or unloaded. But with the AirTag, you can pinpoint it. So if there's a huge pile of bags like we've been seeing on TV from Heathrow, you know, you can say, hey, my bag's right over there, right behind you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good tip. And the ID tag, you should put one inside the suitcase too. Right.
Definitely. And don't put your name and address. Don't put your address on the outside of the bag, because there's a lot of times there's crooks who are like riding the train with you or in the airport, and they see your tag and it says your address, and they're like, hey, these guys aren't home. Let's go rob them.
Yeah.
So just put your name, number, and email address, and also do it on the inside in case that bag gets torn off.
Yeah, that's a good one as well. And there's something else I was going to ask you about the social media. Oh, so if you're trying to get in touch with the airline, you say they're pretty responsive these days to social media. Some airlines more than others.
Well, some are. And I think so many people are now using it that it's a problem. So listen, if you're at the airport, your flight gets delayed or canceled, make a beeline right to the customer service agent while you're in line. Get on Twitter, get on the phone, call their reservations number, and just try every different tactic. Or if you can, you know, if you have a membership to the club, or they're selling club memberships and the line's not crazy long like we've been seeing lately, it's worth $59 to pay that that money to get into a club, because they have agents in there and they can work wonders.
And as far as the numbers, the TSA checkpoint numbers, is it back up to pre-pandemic levels now as of this weekend?
No, you know what? I didn't look at today's, but it hasn't been. So actually today is 2.2 million went through yesterday, and in 2019 it was 2.7. Mm-hmm. So no, I mean, some certain days there are up to it, but it's not. We're still like 80% or 85%.
It's johnnyjet.com for all your travel needs, JOHNNY, and we will check it out. And again, that newsletter is free and it's a good one. Johnny, appreciate the time, and you have safe travels until next
time. Thank you. You too.
News,
take care.
You as well.